Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Welcome back. As we've been reporting, the government today summoned the Russian ambassador Yuri Filatov and informed him four senior embassy officials would be expelled based on security advice. In a statement, the Russian embassy described the decision as arbitrary and groundless. We asked the ambassador to speak to us this evening, but we've received no response. In the last hour, though, the Russian Foreign Ministry has retweeted that statement from its Dublin embassy. Well, one of our first TDs to demand the expulsion of Russian diplomats was Fianna Fáil TD and Justice spokesperson Jim O'Callaghan, who's on the line with me now. Jim, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
What's your reaction to the expulsion?
Well, I welcomed them. The Taoiseach announced today that the four officials were asked to leave because their activities were not in accordance with international standards of diplomatic behaviour. So these people were asked to leave, not simply because of Ireland's abhorrence of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but it also appears to me that they were up to inappropriate behaviour, such as intelligence gathering. We also know today that in Belgium expelled 21 Russian officials from the Russian embassy there for espionage, and the Netherlands expelled 17 officials. And the Taoiseach announced as well that the government had received briefings from security officials. So these individuals who were being expelled, they were up to no good here.
So you believe they were expelled for espionage? You believe they were spies?
Well, what has been stated by the government is that they were not acting in accordance with international standards of diplomatic behaviour.
What does that mean?
Well, it means the way I interpret it is that they were up to intelligence gathering activities. And we know as well, Cormac, that there are 30 accredited officials working at the Russian embassy here, including military attaches and deputy military attaches. Like, that is simply an excessive number of officials to have in the embassy. If you look at the Irish embassy in Moscow, we have four officials out in the Irish embassy there. So you don't have to be an expert in international relations to know that most of the 30 are here for reasons unassociated with diplomatic work.
The obvious follow-up question, Jim O'Callaghan, is if there was an attempt by Russian spies operating in Dublin to breach national security or European Union security, why do we still have the ambassador here?
Well, you know my view on that. I called, along with 39 of my Fianna Fáil colleagues, 4 weeks ago for the Russian ambassador to be expelled. It's a matter for the government to decide on those diplomatic relations. My own view is that I'm surprised that a country that is a proud, sovereign, independent country such as Ireland would want to retain diplomatic relations with Vladimir Putin's regime. It's nothing against the Russian people, but I think the Russian state is represented by this repressive regime run by Vladimir Putin. I don't know why we would want to have anything to do with it. As well as that, I don't know why we retain our own embassy in Moscow. I think we should move that as well and get out of there.
We'll get to that in just a second. But do you think that if Russian spies, and we don't know, we're extrapolating here, but we don't know the detail on the security advice given to the government last night. But if Russian spies were operating here, do you think it strengthens the case to expel the ambassador and all of the other officials at the Russian embassy in Dublin?
Yes, I believe it does. And obviously, the government is not going to announce the detail of the briefings they received from the government's own security officials. But I think we need to be able to interpret what's been said. This is not an expulsion on the basis of this country's abhorrence at what Vladimir Putin has done and is doing in Ukraine. It's an expulsion because the individuals who are expelled were not acting in accordance with international standards of diplomatic behaviour.
But the Russian embassy has rejected what has been put forward by the Irish government. They say it's arbitrary and groundless, and they can only deteriorate further Russian-Irish relations, already damaged, the embassy says, by the Irish participation in illegitimate EU sanctions against Russia. And they say this will not go unanswered. So if it were to be the case that Russia would expel Irish diplomatic officials and diplomats from Moscow, where would that leave Irish citizens and their interests in Russia?
Yeah, well, we can't have it every way. We can't, on the one hand, want to display our abhorrence as a country of the activities of Vladimir Putin's regime and then have all the benefits of having diplomatic presence in Russia as well. So that can't operate. But listen, in terms of the Russian embassy complaining about damage being done to relations. Before you move on,
because each and every action has a consequent reaction, and if they are to expel Irish diplomats from Moscow, that's a significant deterioration in relations. Would we reach a stage then, I wonder, where the Department of Foreign Affairs here would have to issue guidance to Irish citizens operating in Moscow to protect themselves and their interests?
Yeah, that may be so. But as I said to you, we can't have it every way. We can't have a situation where we're going to express our abhorrence at what the Vladimir Putin regime is doing and have ordinary diplomatic relations with his regime. Like, my own view is that we should withdraw our embassy from Moscow. We should not be having diplomatic relations with this regime at present.
Should Irish citizens, what they're doing. If it were to reach that stage, should Irish citizens in Russia look at coming home then?
Well, listen, it must be difficult for Irish citizens in Russia, as it is for citizens from other countries who are there at present. But the reason for this difficulty is because of the actions of Vladimir Putin. His unlawful and brutal invasion of Ukraine has consequences, and it's had consequences for very many people living in Russia, primarily Russian people, but it also has consequences for people from other countries as well.
There are growing calls, Jim, for Ireland's traditional policy of neutrality to be reconsidered in light of what's happening. Do you think it's time to do that?
Well, my own view is that military neutrality has served this country well since independence. A lot of Irish lives have been saved as a result of that policy, and I would be very slow, you know, to give it up. And I certainly don't think we should make decisions on Irish neutrality now based on an immediate reaction to Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine. You know, we still need to remember that that type of foreign aggression by Vladimir Putin is unusual, although regrettably it's not uncommon. I have no difficulty if people want to have a discussion or a political debate about neutrality. I think it's probably worthwhile doing it. But I don't think we should be prompted by what's happened in the Ukraine to abandon our neutrality.
But I did say at the very start that the Russian Foreign Ministry has retweeted that statement from its Dublin embassy. So they know at the highest level at the Kremlin, Putin has discussed and considered, I'm sure, the Russian embassy in Dublin action. Should we be investing a lot more now in terms of cybersecurity?
Well, certainly, if you look at the Commission on the Defence Forces and this, which reported in February of this year, and this is not an issue about neutrality, irrespective of what we do in neutrality, we need to invest more in our defence forces. We need to invest more in our security. And that's something that should be a priority. And I think it is a priority for the government. But in terms about people in the Kremlin, you know, listening to what's happening in Dublin today, I think, you know, self-awareness is important in politics and international relations. And I don't think we should delude ourselves into the level of significance Irish activity can have. We're a small country, but we can have an impact. And I don't think we should be worried about what the Kremlin is thinking about Ireland today, or if they're going to have a negative response to what we did. The right thing to do was to expel these individuals. My own view is the right thing to do as well is to expel the ambassador. And, you know, we should stand with the Ukrainian people on this.
Okay, Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed.